to call a function, or a tiny introduction to programming. As you may know, this whole programming thing is just about three things, and every programming language has its own way of expressing them. The way a language expresses things is referred to with the pretty word syntax. So when you mistype something in your code, you get a syntax error. Those three things are functions, ifs, and loops. In your programming language, both comes with some functions like exit, and lets you make your own that then call other functions, including functions you made. So you're constantly nesting function calls. It's all basically like a tree. To define a function, you have to give it a name, such as sign in. And to make it useful, it should return something such as zero or false, or a string of letters or some object even. There are only few languages that are worth the while when you are just starting out. C or C++ are low level. Python just calls C or C++ when it wants to be useful. And JavaScript. And here, most programmers grew up laughing at the JavaScript. But as it became the language of the web, it gets so much attention that it absolutely beat the crap out of everything else. This is the language you should start with. At first, ignore people who will try to force you into Python, Go, and Rust. And stay away from C and C++ classes in college, and especially from Swift, C#, TypeScript, and Java. College version of C and C++ will teach you ineffective programming that's very dangerous, as it may push you away from programming. This will prevent you from creating useful things early on and get you in trouble. And Java, Swift, C#, and TypeScript are beautiful, but from a corporate perspective, a way to trick you. Companies behind those languages will eventually charge you money in some way. It's very sad. JavaScript has bragging rights. It is a clean and tidy spiritual successor to Perl, of all languages, which was a beautiful language when it was more active. It only sat on the server, it had clunky GUI libraries, and it didn't really run in the browser. The one thing about language wars is that as passionate as the programmers are about their languages, corporations are not passionate enough about programmers. It's quite the tragedy. Your choice of language must be strategic, safe. It has to be an open language, and it has to deliver on all fronts, server, applications, and web. If you learn C and C++, Python, Go, or Rust to start with, you will somewhat comically discover that you still have to learn JavaScript to make web pages. You don't want to use somebody else's content management system. You always have to write your own. But if you start with JavaScript and find a reason to switch to something else, JavaScript will absolutely wait for you for decades, like a good friend. And upon your return, it will bring you really neat syntax updates that will make you feel warm and fuzzy and mutter things like, "Oh wow, the Nullish coalescing operator is really neat." There is a bit of a problem with getting into programming initially, because most languages want you to import stuff. PHP, Perl's younger friend, who has been considering retirement, just comes in with a world of functions. It's like a huge, scary, and really neat list. In JavaScript, you have to ask for extra libraries by name, because you wouldn't want to load everything into a browser. In C, a low-level language, you have to include even the base language functions by name, because if you are not going to use something, you do not want to put it into a microchip, for example. The standard JavaScript language functions are included by default, thankfully. But any extra functionality or external libraries do need an import statement. And JavaScript get consistent import statements just like 2 days ago. So your web code and server code can use the same import syntax, finally. Overall, imports are a bigger problem when starting in a language like C, where you have to know where everything is at from the get-go. Just be aware that imports are a thing, and it's kind of confusing at first. And then there are countless JavaScript libraries to pick from, and you need to browse the internet to find them all. Like with functions, you should make your own libraries. A library is just a collection of functions that someone wants to share. I once wrote a function called one-off that would pick a random item from a list. And I just published it as a library. It's only like 5 lines of code and a single function, but I personally used it in at least 12 other programs. It was quite useful for me. As to ifs and loops, an if statement or an if-else statement just checks if what a function returns is true. If true, then it will execute the stuff contained within its body. If not, but there is an else present, it will execute the else part. And as to loops, a loop just loops over things that are lists. In JavaScript, a word hello is actually a list of the letters H, E, L, L, O. And yeah, there is a data type specifically made to serve as a list. It is called an array. But the way looping works in JavaScript is a lot more clever than just going over arrays. As you learn some more, you will discover objects, but those are just groups of functions and variables. Then HTML is sure to come up as you do web applications, but that too is simple. It's just clever nested object notation. And then CSS, which looks pretty scary at first, is just a way to deliver data into those HTML objects. It's all really neat and simple. It just takes a while to move into the world of web development and such. Lastly, there's a beauty to code, and it is found in how you bend the language to make it pretty for whatever it is that you need. The title image of this text shows a nested object that you must first log into by offering it a user object, as if it was a server. Though this particular screenshot, as I'm looking at it now, shows that you must offer the user object to the sign in function, which is to say you have to sign in before you sign in. That is actually correct. This is part of the beauty of code. And here we have an example of uniformity. In this case, the user object passed into the API function will be blank, but the policy for executing sign in function will allow execution. Every one of the API calls in the system has a very delicate policy and schema validation system that must be reviewed dot for dot to make everything secure and easy to edit in the future. So in this system, all the functions have enhanced security and validation, so that a hacker won't be able to execute them unless they have the correct permissions. And in this case, my API or application internal interface is structured in such a way that it doesn't really matter that these functions do extra checks and thus are a bit slower. And instead of just returning true, false, or some object, I actually plan on returning a long list of messages, actions, and execution results, which will be really great for debugging. Everything will just pop up on a web page. I'm shipping all the function responses directly into the browser, and in some cases, into command line programs. And as you can see right here, into the API documentation as well. The program can be said to be self-documenting. But that is not really how one should use functions and nested objects, unless you're trying to be cute. It is just an interesting or somewhat artistic way of doing it. And yeah, this way of programming will absolutely bite me some weeks down the road. There is no doubt about that.